always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Yeah.
What's good? It's your boy Don Christian,
and that's right. And this is your boy Frog,
and we definitely are Yada Da King.
That's right.
Radio here, live and direct, man. Frog, man, who are we gonna have on the show today?
We are going to have none other than the prototype, faster than the speeding bullet. Like, nah, we got Sean Slaughter on the show right now. We're gonna get it in with him about, are you set apart?
Definitely, man.
Yes, so. And we're gonna have a good time, man. It's gonna be fun. You know, my man, he's a co-host of What in the Ham Sandwich Show, which is a hilarious
funny
podcast.
Seriously funny. That's what they say. Yeah.
Yes. And another dude that we've been taking notes with, you know, from the show. So
yeah. So when you hear pop, 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 you know, that kind of was inspired somewhat by the wooden ham sandwich. And when you hear something like this, can I
keep it real?
You know what I'm saying? We had to get the sound effect game up after we seen that. Hey, that was doing their thing.
We got some more coming.
Yeah, we're going to get some good sound effects.
That's right.
We're going to get into a good interview, not because this one is set apart, not because this is better than any other one, because the last two shows, Frog,
okay,
every time I say good, like I said, we had some dope videos. I said yours was nice, and I was like, oh, yeah, we got another good video. And you was like, is this video better than mine? Is that what you trying to say?
Come on, man.
So anyway,
you know that's not what I was trying to say, man.
I don't know what you were saying, but look, check the archives, Frog. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, we got some new music, man. If you want to send your music in to Yada the King Radio, send it to YadaTheKing at gmail.com. And that's YadaTheKing. Yada the King.
Oh, yeah, it is
at gmail.com. Yeah, I had to school my brother Frog on. I had to sun him real quick. You know what I'm saying? But speaking of music, I got a fresh cut, bro.
We ain't got no church snipers on the show today.
But we got a fresh cut from the homie Blessed. The song is called I Believe. And after I hear this, I believe, because he got a lot of plugs on the radio show. And we're going to bang this joint right now on Yada Da King Radio.
That's
Let's
right.
hop into this.
I'm kind of feeling that I'm blind. I don't see the opposition. They behind me, I'm not turning around while I'm on this mission. A position I'm in it, cause he called and I listened. And no, he's not on the cross nor dead anymore. He has risen. I was missing freedom. He done came and freed me from that prison. And to all them hoping that I stop, y'all go on, keep on wishing. Got my feet fitted with the readiness. No, I ain't slipping, and I got it all on. So y'all go on, keep on tripping. I'm not perfect, so every day me and God working at it. Some of y'all don't know what it's like, man. I used to be an addict. I hated that I had it, but still I just had to have it, just to forget who I was, because my life was like the saddest. Then he took my heart, grabbed it. Thanks to him I kicked the habit. Now my habit is to take hip hop and just act like a savage. I'm not average, perform it, the devil must be embarrassed. He tried all that he could to stop this album, yet here you have it.
Can you only? No, you'll never leave me alone. You said follow me. If you're lonely,
if you're lonely,
you could've left me all on my own. But you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed to serve your love.
said I'm nothing without Jesus. I got no problem admitting. So I worship her a second, minute, hour, day, and instant. I was lost, he became a navigator like the Lincoln. And he offered me life, so now and then I keep on living. Wanna give a big shout out to BTD, Ed, and my mama. I act this floor right here, it's like I could say what I wanna. But I talk about the fact that cause of Christ I call him Abba. Man, it's not a homie if you against this. See you mañana, adios, sayonara, see you later. Now here we go, everything come to a halt while I'm shooting like a free throw. I don't play with a demon, see him play him like casino. And I throw him in Miami, you can call me Dan Marino. Yes, it's blessed, serving the Jesus Christ, I confess it. Try to live it out as best as I can as I spread the message that he came and died for my sin. 3 days later, resurrected, and the wrong he'll correct it. All you gotta do is accept it.
And follow me. If you're lonely, you're lonely. You could have left me all on my own, but you came and gave your all. You saved me, brought me home. And I appreciate your sacrifice. You made it right, and now I give you my all. I'm blessed to serve your love,
Lord. You gave everything that you are. So I give everything that I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus. Blessed. Gate called Federal. He the king of the tone. LP.
LP.
I'm blessed to serve your love.
What does life mean to you? What do you do on a daily basis to make your dreams come true? I know you probably wanna be a big star, drive a big car, but the lack of knowledge won't take you far. But let me tell you what this industry does. Get in your mind, baby, plus it hypes you up. They make you believe the things that you know that you're not. Following after the dough with the negative flow, it's best you stop. Let me break it down, plain and simple. Ain't no need for no fly metaphors and hype one-liners. My words cut deep over low-key instrumentals. When you press stop, it's still playing in your mind. That's how you know it's the truth. I'm introducing to the youth. Just give it a while and you will see the fruit. Until then, I guess it's like Marcus Garvey, a man without knowledge, like a tree without roots. Yeah.
They lack the reason when they stay. They lack the reason when they open your mouth and they say what's real. They lack the reason when they give it and fight. Have you found your love? They lack the reason when they stay. Time for a change. They need to realize the way.
Hey yo, this is real spittin', you know that? Because I ain't doing this just to sell a product. I'm still on the ground cultivating my craft. So when you hear me for the first time, you look back and say I did my best in the past. Wanna be there for you. I make music that will do more than just move you. I wanna be the reason you make something of your life. Not just sound good on the mic, I'll introduce you to Christ. You say that's nice, but I should separate God and the mic. God's the only reason I ever picked up the mic. The only reason why I keep on living this life.
And when I'm done, listen here.
And when I'm done, you'll forget the skills. But don't forget the message of the man who keeps in line with the holy passage. I keep it real even without the mass appeal. I never sell out for a record deal. And that's for real.
Have you found your love? It's time for
responsible for every single word that I utter. I do my best to uplift while others drag under. And if you're feeling the words that I say, it's time for action and no more slumber. This is a game for most MCs today. Sit back on one hit and boast. This is a lifestyle, I lack no reasoning. I do what I gotta, all you gotta do is keep on listening. Yeah.
Most wise Dr. Shammy.
That's Shammy.
Oh, sorry. I come seeking your wisdom.
What insight may I bestow upon you today?
George has stolen my pen. What should we do?
Are you standing in judgment of your fellow man?
But Dr. Shammy isn't stealing wrong.
Morality is not an absolute. Morality is relative. There are no absolutes.
Really?
Absolutely. You cannot force your morals on someone else.
But I thought stealing was wrong.
There is no right and wrong. But if you wish, I'll talk to George.
I don't think so. He just drove off in your car.
What? He stole my car? He can't do that.
Well, I thought you said stealing wasn't wrong.
But this is my car.
So who decides when it's right and when it's wrong? So
stop philosophizing and get me a telephone.
So there are no rights and wrongs unless you're the one wronged?
Will you call 911?
There are rights and wrongs. Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
Yo.
Hey.
That was the homie Reason.
Hey.
The song was Lack the Reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to get some reason.
That's right.
Speaking of reason, we were just talking about that in a live stream. For all those that don't know about it, you need to watch us on live stream so you can ask your favorite artists some of your favorite questions.
That's right.
And they'll answer your favorite questions. So we got Sean Slaughter,
that's
man.
Right.
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Good. Chilling, man. Good to be with you guys, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, dude.
And what we do what we do on the show, we always start it off like this so people can kind of get to know who Sean Slaughter is, who Sean Slaughter was.
You want to do it this time?
I'm going to let you do it, brother.
I did it last time.
Well, I could do it. You know what I'm saying?
You want to do it? You want to bounce back and forth?
So check it out. This is what we're going to do. Sean Slaughter, we would like to know where your life, where you used to be at, and how God redeemed you from it, and where you at now.
Where my life used to be at, how did God redeem me from it, and where I'm at now? Is that the question?
Yeah, yeah. Like, basically, what's your testimony?
You could have just all said
right.
that.
All right. I guess I got to give you the Super Reader's Digest version. basically, you know, I grew up in a Christian household. Dad is a gospel singer. He's always been singing in church and things like that. I grew up as a pretty rebellious kid. I was expelled from a couple of public schools and kicked out of a couple of junior high schools. And I don't know, man. I just really never liked church. Never really was into, you know, what my parents were into, especially with my dad. And I think one reason was that, you know, church had, you know, such a grasp on my dad's life, that he was really never home and stuff like that. And so I kind of, you know, I just went and searched my own identity, my own thing I could grasp into. Mm-hmm. And naturally, I guess maybe naturally, and because of my attitude, I had a bad attitude growing up. And so I just seemed to gravitate towards the street life and thuggery. And I was always, you know, I was always a strong kid. I was a leader in my own right, you know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of where I went. I guess eventually from that point, at a young age, I just continued to stay on that path and do whatever I wanted to do. And, you know, eventually I went and, you know, got a full scholarship to play football. But, you know, even though I was in high school, I got in trouble. I was suspended for breaking an entry and you know, had a couple of charges on me in high school for doing some stupid stuff. And again, stayed on that path. I got a full scholarship, didn't appreciate it. I'm on college campus, wilding out and partying and, you know, running with the thugs and the gun runners, the crack dealers. I just always found myself in with the wrong people at the wrong time in the wrong place. And I guess at a certain point, I began to use that against my family, especially against my dad, because my dad wanted so bad for me to be this certain type of person, almost like this mini me. And he really, at that point, never respected me, you know, just for who I was, even though I was a bad kid, but still, he never respected me for who I was and how I saw life and things like that. So I kind of just, you know, did my own thing. Eventually, I failed out of school after 2.5 years. Went to audio school, and again, hooked up with the worst of the worst. I began to produce for a group in the Wu-Tang Clan,
yeah,
back in 98, and produced about 5 beats for Wu, for some of the lower Wu members. But because of the people I was hanging out with, man, you know, after a while, you just like, you know, for me, I kind of began to search for who I was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up in a Christian household. I know what right from wrong was. I knew that I hadn't been living right my whole life. And I think God was dealing with me at the time, just on my identity and who I was and why was I doing what I was doing. And in 99, I got into a beef with one of my homeboys. And you know, we all had guns. And I became really afraid for my life. So I didn't want to shoot nobody and I didn't want to die.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was living in the basement of somebody's house.
Ooh.
And my wife, who's my wife now, was my girlfriend at the time. She was living with me. And I was just tired, man. Like, you know what? This is just so ridiculous, man. The things that I put myself in, the things I placed myself in, you know, I really didn't even have to be here, you know. And so it was at that point where I gave my life to Christ. It was in February of 99. And I prayed that if Christ delivered me from that situation, from the dude that I had beef with, that, you know, man, he would have my life. You know, like most people come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God saved me. You got me forever.
Yeah.
And so that's how I came to Christ. You know, as I began to grow in Christ, you know, it became more genuine. It became more than just, you know, you saved me from this, so I owe you a debt. But it became more, I began to understand what God really did for me. And to be honest, when I found Christ, I found me. I found out who I was. And I had to begin to become, you know, I began to learn myself and find myself being, you know, trying to be comfortable with who God made me. And so I guess fast forward, eventually my girlfriend, I married her and she became my wife. We both got saved and, you know, within the same, like within a month of each other. She went to the military and, you know, I was a sound engineer, actually doing sound for my dad. I graduated audio school.
Yeah.
Started doing sound for him. And from that point, from being on the road, I was still writing. I was always rapping, but I had stopped rapping. I began to write again, you know, as a saved young man, I guess. And started to see that God could really use this thing. And that's when I began to produce CDs and things like that.
Yeah.
Never even thinking I was going to have like a ministry or whatever. You know, just, I just love music. And but eventually it started to flourish, and eventually I started to perform my dad, and people started liking it and buying the CDs and requesting me, and that began to turn to a ministry.
Yeah.
And so that began to grow, and me and my wife, you know, we now have 2 kids, 2 daughters, Lyric and Jazz, they're 7 and 4, and you know, I travel pretty much every single weekend. I'm doing shows or I'm doing audio for my dad and ministering with him.
Yeah.
And you know, I run a recording studio and a duplication company, and I also run a media arts program called JPS Entertainment, and it's a media arts program for at-risk and inner-city kids that we run with the city. And so that that hopefully sums up everything you want to know. Super Nuts.
So this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go ahead and hop into this track from you. The single called...
One of the singles, right?
Yeah, one of the singles. I think this is the lead single called Survivor, featuring Canton Jones.
I don't think that's the lead. Is that the lead single?
That's
right.
The second single.
That's
you,
it. Who Are We is the
least. You're right,
Frog.
Yeah. You're right. So, hey.
Whoa. Survivor's hot too, man. So, it's all good.
No, Survivor's hot.
Yeah, so look, we're going to jump into that on Yada.I King Radio. Let's get it in.
Yeah.
Yo, check it out, man. What's up, live stream? That's right. It's your boy, Frog. Hey, man.
Just to tell my granny hi. So what that really mean is that it's good to be alive. Zipping through your hood with my lady in my ride. It feels good to have a real woman on your side. Cause these hard struggles that we facing is scary like me and Jason. And the nearest help is more than 30 miles. I've been through more struggles than a little bit. Had a gun pulled on me, didn't have the heat, so I was frozen like an idiot. Dude pulled the trigger and the bullets dropped out. That was enough, your boy got out. And yeah, you can front like your muscle all big, but I got two kids, so my hustle's all in. But I'm a survivor, I will find a way like MacGyver. Jesus Christ, the only answer to trauma. Let's go!
Survivor. I will not retreat, I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
I will not quit, faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run, you might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
No food, I'ma find a way to eat. No pillows, no bed, I'ma find a way to sleep. In the middle of a blizzard, I'm the one to bring the heat. If you don't wanna hit, then you better not play the beat.
Might triple like a cat, I'ma stay up on my feet. And never forget my fam, give a shout out to my peeps. And I saw it when it's hard, so I then gonna reap. And I got Sean Slaughter, so line up the sheep.
My faith is tall like the Empire State, and I believe I can take the entire state to Jesus. Heal all cancer, AIDS, and seizures. Girl, you a believer? You used to be a skeezer. Jesus, the one who turned water into wine, and he's the one that turned all of my pennies into dimes. And yeah, so you might as well start clapping, cause with Jesus on the mind, some kind of way to make it happen, yo.
I will not retreat, I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
Next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
And if I get scared, so what? I don't care. My God's right there. No, he's not my crutch. But he's fourth quarter Peyton Manning, so clutch. You say he don't exist, he's imaginary. But his track record says he's more than legendary. Life for God is beautiful like pics of Halle Berry. He wants a full commitment, but you barely acting merry. I'm on my merry merry, dancing off my shackles. Fetters get seven, I break him like a tackle. Slap him like a toothpick. I use the devil to go to another level, so he's not totally useless. Yeah, he's now totally toothless. Freed like a V that's now totally ruthless. I'm a survivor. I can't take the heat like a llama. Overcome the odds like I'm Obama.
Oh.
I will not retreat. I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
I will not quit. Faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go. Let's go. Let's go, let's go.
We represent. with. Everybody nowadays be marching in the movement. Some ain't gon' like what I'm saying in my song, cause they be marching for the right to do what is the wrong. Abortion is a sin, homosex is a sin. If you're born that way, then you could be born again. Sometimes I really wonder if this world is listening, cause we are not the same. I am a Christian, I rap the Bible, Christ is what I'm into. It should show if he has a relationship with you. Take up your cross, deny yourself and follow me. If you are a man of God, you cannot watch pornography. You can't fornicate, so throw away the condoms. I don't care how much honey say she wants them. Even when they not looking, rep him to the core. Rep him in the public eyes and behind closed doors. Who you represent? 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 Who you represent?
It could be represent God. We represent God. It could be represent God. It could be represent God. We represent God. It could be represent God.
Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to start a riot, but I do believe the church has been too quiet. While the world is busy marching, legalizing everything, but what they really want to legalize is sin. Same-sex marriages, let me just testify. When you legalize that, then here comes the pedophile and the polygamist and the one who weed smoke. Next you know, you gon' have to legalize real coke. Induced birth abortion, you are anti-life. This is a lawless society who's anti-Christ. God hates racism and he hates to see injustice. The question that I'm asking is, where are the churches? They keep telling me learn to tolerate, but when I say what I believe, then they tell me that it's hate. But I love all sinners and I don't discriminate, but when it comes to sin, I refuse to participate.
Who you represent? 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 It can be represent God. We represent God. It can be represent God. It can be represent God. We represent God. It can be represent God.
Now come into my classroom, grab a chair, please sit. A lot of things we think is cool, God ain't really pleased with. You think you get away with it, cause it's done in secret. But you fool yourself because he always sees it. I've been bought with a price, and yes, I am loving it. God so loved the world that his only son hung for it. On a cross, now I am under his government. The rainbow's not a sign of gay pride, but of a covenant. This is not a hate speech, this is just a warning. What you call a lifestyle, God already calls it. This world is impatient, they're constantly racing. I switched up my style to bring it to your generation. Who needs salvation? You are so unaware. There's a God up above and he really do cares. But you built up a great wall around you like China. You're a perfect design, so tell me who's your designer.
Who you represent? 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 It can be represent God. We represent God. It can be represent God. It can be represent God. We represent God. It can be represent God.
Richie Righteous, the song was
"Who You Represent,"
and we represent none other than the Holy King, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We here with Sean Slaughter, man. Sean Slaughter, this is the type or the part of the show where
boing, boing, man.
We get it into Frogs over there wilding, man. We're gonna ask you about your career as an artist. How many albums have you put out, and how long have you been spitting?
Altogether, I put out 5 solo albums and two side projects. And so that's 7 albums. And I've been spitting for almost 18 years.
Ooh.
Man.
He said, hey, son?
Son him.
18 yeah. years, son?
18 years, kid.
So can you name some of the albums that you came out with so the people, you know what I'm saying, will know, okay, yeah, this guy, he's a vet. I mean, 18 years, son?
Go get yeah. all his albums.
I'm talking about from when I first started rhyming as a youngin', yeah. When I kicked my first rap, yeah, 18 years.
Man.
That's professionally and non-professionally. My first 5 albums, excuse me, my 5 solo albums, the first one is called And Justice For All, and that's the first one I dropped. That came out in 99. My second one, solo album, was The World's Not Enough. That came out in 01. The next album was Dawn of the Day, 05. The next album was Man on Fire, 08. And then now The Prototype, which is 2010. And then the two side projects, I came out with a compilation album when I first left New York, came to Virginia. Mm-hmm. That was in 02. And it was comprised of a bunch of artists out of New York. And then the other side project was called Just Add Water, and it was with an artist named Mona J out of Virginia. It was actually kind of like a, you know, she's a singer, I'm a rapper, and a project I'm very proud of. Like, that came out in 07. I think it was a really, really good project. It was a side project, so it didn't get a lot of, as much press as my solo albums do, but it was a really, really good project.
Man, so dude been using his gift for 18 years, man, and that's really what's up. I actually did have the album Die Another Day. I think that's when I first heard of you. And, man, the album goes hard. I really like that song that you talked about running from somebody. You was, like, running the whole song. And basically, you was running from God.
It was like I forget the song's name. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man.
You was like, oh, thanks. I ran over this dude and... You know, the guy said something to you. I mean, I think when I heard that song, even back then, that allowed me as an artist. I'm an artist myself as well, and a producer. I look at that kind of stuff and I be like, okay, this guy has the creativity. He could take you from like, if he starts you somewhere, you're gonna stay with him. You ain't gonna switch the song because I don't know what he's talking about. It's you know, it's one of them times. There's some artists that you listen to. And then there's other artists that you just hear the music and you're not even paying attention. And that's one time I was like, Sean Slaughter stuff is nice, man. So definitely I was pumped to get you on the show. But this is my question. What do you want listeners to walk away with after they hear your music?
I don't get it, bro. I thought I was supposed to ask the question, the next question. Dang, man. Okay, go ahead, Sean. My bad.
Do you want to go ahead and ask the question?
No, it's all right. It's okay.
Hey, go ahead. Look, this is what we're going to do.
No, but hold on. The reason why I'm saying that, because Don Christian, whenever we're not live, this guy always be like, dude, I need you to start talking a lot more.
Hey,
I need you to start saying something.
Hey,
and I'm looking at the questions, and I'm like about to ask you the question. And then this guy was like, he just throws me under the bus.
This is what happens when Frog has too much candy on the show. Frog.
Don't speak. Don't speak, Frog, is what Don Christian is saying with his eyes. Don't speak.
Well, to try to answer your question,
this guy.
When people listen to my music, there are two things I'm doing. Not two things. There's one idea that I'm doing. And I've always said I want to have great music and great ministry.
Yeah.
And you know, I tell my team, I say 100% artistry, 100% ministry, and nothing less on either end. And so, I want to be a great artist. You know, I want to make great music. I want to make compelling music. I want to make interesting music. I want to make classic music, music that goes down in history.
Yeah.
I love artistry. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in the whole of hip hop, you have some artists who may not focus on the artistry as much. You know, they'll focus on, I guess, more of the speaking aspects and stuff like that. But if you come to my concerts, man, I'm putting on a show.
Yeah.
I'm putting on a performance. I'm performing.
No,
I'm putting on a show. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. We're going to be going crazy.
I can vouch for that.
And so, that was kind of toned down. That wasn't really.
That was toned down.
Yeah, that was very toned down. I wasn't going as hard as I could have.
Okay.
But the thing about it is, you know, I'm going to put on a show. It's going to be an artist thing. And so with my band, you know, we're trying to put the music together right with the stage setting, all that type of stuff. We're trying to get that stuff right. You know, if we have the availability to have that stuff, try to put on a show. But at the same time, I want the ministry to be powerful and evident. And to me, my ministry is in my message. It's in what I stand for. It's in what I believe. It's in the way that I perceive the world.
Yeah.
It's in the way that I answer some of the hard questions. And so that, I want people to walk away and say, that music was dope. You know, that music was really, really good. I really liked the way he put it together. Man, I mean, I can just enjoy it. I can throw it in the car. On days where it's sunny, it's Friday, you know what I'm saying? It's 75 degrees, the wind is blowing, and, you know, I got 30 minutes to drive from here to my house. I want to put this CD in and turn it all the way up to 10 and just, you know, just dumb out. You know what I'm saying? I want people to do it to my music. At the same time, I want people to walk away and say, man, he says something. I want to plant an idea. I want to influence you. I want to influence the way you think. I want to make you ask questions.
Yeah.
With my music, and to me, that's what the ministry part is. That you walk away, you're asking questions. Maybe you don't agree with something, but you're asking a question. And that's the whole idea of the Ham Sandwich Show: asking questions. You're asking a question. Or maybe I've influenced an idea. Maybe you thought about something one way, and something that I said, I made such a case for it, or I put it in such a compelling way that you walked away saying, man, you know what? That really made sense.
Yeah.
And so that's the ministry part of it. And that's what I really want to do. And so if I can do that with a Christian, then it causes growth. And if I can do it with an unsaved person, then hopefully it moves them towards salvation. Cool. And so that's what I want to do.
That's what's up, man.
You know, with my music.
So what we about to do, man, we about to go into one of your tracks, Go.
Yeah.
And you know, the only reason I'm talking right now is because Don Christian's let me say something. So we're going to actually go into your track. What was your inspiration behind the track Go off the new album Prototype?
Man, that joint is so crazy, yo. that track is probably become most people's favorite track, or one of their favorites, one of their top two or three tracks of the album. I hated that track to the very end of the album. Because when I first wrote the rap, I didn't like it, and then we couldn't come up with no hook, and so it was one of the first songs that I wrote for the album, and one of the last songs I completed. And so for the whole album, I didn't think it was going to make the album, because I was like, man, we ain't got no hook, and you know what I'm saying, I don't like the way I'm coming on the track. And so finally, we got my man Simo in there, and Simo laced the hook up. And once they had a hook, I went in there, I did a little bit of rewriting, and I rewrote some of the verses and added a third verse. And because the track had me salty for so long, it took me a while to warm up to it.
Yeah.
And so I had to kind of step away from it. And then finally, when I, you know, after a while, after a couple of weeks, when I went back to the track to hear the completed thing, I was like, okay, this joint is banging. This is a good track. This is a really good song. And my man's trying to tell me, yo, it's a good track, man. It's a good track. I'm like, man, don't lie to me, dog. If it's not good, it's not going on the album.
Yeah.
But, that's the kind of funny about the track, man, is that I didn't like it for a long time. And it took Simo to really kind of bring breathe life into the track. And so, there it is.
So check it out, man. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Go from the homie Sean Slaughter in the Prototype album. Let's get it.
That's right. Let's go. Let's go.
What up, Simo? Yeah. Listen,
yeah.
Nothing but Christ raps. Follow my life steps. I'm like Mike Jack. Just follow my life steps. Nothing like Billie Jean. Rocking my Willie jeans. They say the swag's mean.
green. The track got a fever and the flow's freezer. My death was closer than a $12 Caesar. Used to walk around screwing fans like Ebenezer. Look now, homeboy, it's forever Jesus. And that's a long mission. Yeah, I've gone fishing. Call the law, cause the old man's gone missing. Why? Cause my past is so shady and my life was cheap like I bought it out of Old Navy. Promoters won't pay me, cause I won't talk about the quest to have sex with just any old lady. I got the industry in my sights like a sniper, and I'm screaming, go show, cause I'm trying to kill the viper.
Go, go, we got what you've been waiting.
Go, go,
we shutting it down.
If you ain't down. But they know illegal. Somebody call Peter, they bout to squeeze the eagle. I'm like, chill, they act like I'm speaking Hebrew. Yeshua Shalom as I throw to her. Cleaning the streets, it's like washing the city sewer. Watch your back for shooters, thieves, and city looters. Discover the earth, sometimes make the best recruiters. Ah, this life is so delicate. Rappers' mouth these days is fouler than a pelican. Shoot, even cartoons bugging, and they keep killing Kenny cause he won't stop thugging. Flame on, I be on that shad rack. Mayweather on the beat, this is where my jab's at. Calling nepotism the way I'm spitting my jazz rap. Got a ghost fighter, but you won't find no more ass cat.
Go, go, we got what you've been waiting.
Go, go,
we shutting it down.
If you ain't down.
And greed, but my swag so mean. Hardly on time, but you never catch me late. Trying to get gold like I'm gutter with a cake. Me trying to get home like I'm filling off a base. Trying to do me like there ain't no other way. Trying to get my shine, been waiting in line for quite some time. Boys place me in the ditch, trying to block my shine. They'll watch around the hip just to waste of time. Relax your mind, let your conscience be free. You're now rocking with them boys from the UGP. What's used up? To live for the hammer, now I live for the nails. Cause I'd rather be free, not dead or in jail. Finna make it to the top, out chill. And only God can stop me, so just chill.
So fresh, so clean, got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean, got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got
got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me, I'm so fresh.
Salsa cup, yeah. Don't just kill, it's a massacre. What? Them amateurs ain't seen this work. Grown man status, look and learn. Yeah. Step on the scene, noggin's turn. The ripest pick, so stop your search. Pop a smurf of freshness, sir. Dr. Fresh, you just a nurse. Trying to ball, can't hang on my court. Nope. Look clean in whatever I sport. Yep. Call the medic, make it hurt. Swags and us, we don't rehearse. Dress like me, so unique. That's where the clean be at, capiche. Yeah. Only one person I'm trying to please. Yeah. He only made one of me, and I'm
so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm
so fresh, so clean, so fresh. So clean, tell him so I, fresh, so
yeah,
clean.
Yeah, yeah, and only yeah, God could judge me, cause I'm
so fresh, so clean.
Tell him
so
I,
fresh, so clean.
Tell him
so
I,
fresh, so clean.
Yeah, and yeah, he only made yeah, one of me, cause I'm
so fresh, so clean.
Tell him
so
I'm
fresh, so clean.
Tell him
so
I'm
fresh, so clean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh, so clean. Got the swagger, look at me. I'm so fresh.
That was So Fresh from the homies UGP, Under God's Power, man. And we are here, Under God's Power, with none other than Sean Slaughter.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to actually get on a topic, man. And today's topic was brought to you by Frog, right?
Yeah.
So what's the topic for the day?
The topic for today?
Come on, guy. How you keep forgetting, dog?
Are you set apart?
Are you set apart?
Yeah.
All right, so Sean Slaughter, this is what we're going to do. We're going to ask you, how do you know when you are set apart?
From the world.
From the world and the world's ways and the ways that they follow in.
How do you know how do you know personally when you're set apart?
Yeah. Yes.
I think the Bible talks about the old man and the new man, taking off the old man and putting on the new man.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say that when I look at my past life, it looks like a different person. The way that I used to think, the way that I used to move, the type of person I was, it looks like it was a different, it looks like two people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It looks like a totally different person. And that's what's so amazing is that when you look at somebody that's truly been redeemed, it's difficult to tell. I mean, you might be able to, you know, kind of see and say, yeah, they've been through this or they've been through that, but it's really difficult to tell who they were then, how they were then, and so I think for a person, if he wants to know if he's really been redeemed or if he's, you know, how is he growing, I think he looks in the mirror, you know what I mean? It's almost like he looks in the rearview mirror. And he see how far along he's come from that old person. And one thing that I've always lived by, whether it's spirituality, whether it was my ministry, whether it's my family, but that every year I have to be growing. And if January 1st of 2011, if I'm in the same place as January 1st, 2010, then something's wrong. There's an issue.
Yeah.
And if my spirituality hasn't grown, my family hasn't grown, my business hasn't grown, my music hasn't grown, if things are not moving, there's an issue.
Mm.
And so I think in the same way, how do you know when you're set apart from the world? When you don't have that old man, because the old man, he loves the world. He loves the taste of the world. He loves how the world is. That doesn't mean you won't have struggles. But I think sometimes just that inner struggle to get away from that stuff is a beautiful thing, because you know you have the Holy Spirit working in you and working with you.
Yeah.
And but when those things aren't an issue, when those things are easy to fall into, when those things, you know, they just, you know, there's no struggle there. There's no fight. You know, when those things have a stranglehold on you, I think, you know, you really need to check yourself and see where you are, because you might be a little too close and to the world and the things that it loves. So I think that's how you know.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this question. Your album, the latest one entitled The Prototype. Now, did that have any kind of play into the name of The Prototype? What's the method of naming the album Prototype? Did it have anything to do about being set apart from the world, or, you know, how did you come up with that concept, and was that the reasoning for the concept?
Well, the prototype is something that's created that other things are modeled after. Mm. And so Jesus Christ is the prototype for our lives. He's something that was created, and we're modeled after him. But it doesn't stop there. Then we become prototypes for those. We become the salt. We become the light. We become prototypes for the world. That if the world wants to see how Christians should be, and how this life should be lived, then they should be able to glimpse at our life and see some things that and say, hey, you know what? There's some things I can model. And so that's what a prototype is. Something that's created that other things can model after. And that's what the prototype is. That's what the whole video series was about. The whole video series was about me finding myself and realizing that I was a prototype. And instead of running from my calling, instead of running from what God wanted me to be, actually facing my fears and becoming that. And once I became that, then there was a power and an authority that came with that. And so, that's what the whole prototype thing is about.
So, and it is all about standing out, because a prototype is somebody that's different, man. Let's do this, man. What we gonna do is,
when I think of, I don't mean to cut you off, but when I think of prototype, I think of new, something new. Mm-hmm. Like when you always hear about the prototype of this kind of car,
yeah,
it's something that's new and that's like different from all the rest. It's like a new model, like a new, like has a new body style and everything. Like there's something different than all the rest. And so that's why that's actually when I was thinking of the show today. That's why I came up with the theme, Are You Set Apart? Because I was thinking, well, we want to talk about his album, The Prototype, but how can I say it without saying, oh, The Prototype, you know, in the show title, you know, but then they have the same thing, you know, talk about the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, man. So look, The Prototype, it just came out. When did the album come out?
The album came out August 10th when it dropped.
August 10th, so it's brand spanking, not even 30 days yet, tomorrow 30 days old. Mm-hmm. Go pick it up. Mm-hmm. How can they get it? Where can they find you? Are you on a website? Are you only on, you know, Twitter, Facebook? Where are you at?
I found a couple of different websites for Sean Slaughter.
Can he tell us?
Yeah, the main portal, what I like to call it, is SeanSlaughter.net. And that's S-E-A-N. So if you go to SeanSlaughter.net, pretty much from there, we're controlling traffic. So our Twitter, our Facebook, you can get from there. You can get an album on iTunes. Our first shipment of CDs just came in. So we have the CDs now. So you can go to SeanSlaughter.net and you can order those and get those. And so yeah, go to SeanSlaughter.net, and from that point you can get us anywhere. Facebook, Twitter, all that type of stuff.
Dope, man. So, Sean Slaughter, is there any last words that you want to say so you can rock them kids to sleep? Because I know how that is.
What in a ham sandwich?
Yeah.
That's it.
Come on, man. That was That was unpredictable, son.
Exactly.
Hey, you're gonna
let's ask him real quick before we do this. We're just gonna ask you real fast.
Cutting me off.
So just because somebody may not have heard the What in the Ham Sandwich Show, can you tell them what that is all about real quick?
The Ham Sandwich Show is a show that tackles social issues, culture, pop culture, music, religion, sports, society. Those are the things that we tackle. We do it from a Christian perspective, and we do it in a very funny and hilarious way. And so the whole idea is that because sometimes the hardest issues come across easier in comedy. You know, sometimes things that presidents can't say, a comedian can't say. Simply because when you're laughing, it kind of makes it a little easier. So
yeah,
we tackle very tough issues, very hard issues, issues that are current and you know, going on in culture and things like that. So that's what the Ham Show is about. And three of us, it's a talk show, play a little bit of music, and you know, you can call in and all that type of stuff. And so check us out, thehamsandwichshow.com.
So are we going to be able to get the Ham Sandwich Show on the Yada Da King Show? Are we going to be able to interview both you and Cook Dog?
And True Asia?
And True Asia.
I'm about to say, that doesn't make sense. The Ham Sandwich Show on the Yada King Show. That doesn't make sense. yes.
Hey.
Interview, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you can interview myself. And remember, my True Asia is there as well. So it's a trio. And so, yeah, if you want to get the Ham Show on there. Yeah, we can make that happen.
We got to interview the Ham Show.
There's a first for everything, bro. We try to do some things that are different that not everybody's doing, you know. So, but yeah, man, I would love to get you guys on there.
All right, Sean, man. Thanks again for calling in, bro. We pray that you have a wonderful day
and
a good night.
That's right.
Thanks. God bless you guys. Peace.
All right, Brody.
All right. So look, man, this is what we're gonna do, man.
We're actually gonna have a short show today.
But check it out. That's because it's 10 o'clock over there in his time. He gotta put the kids to sleep.
Nah, I understand. I'm not tripping. I'm not beefing. No, Angus over here.
Are you good, Frog?
I'm good.
Okay, look, this is what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna actually hop into this next song.
I love the internet.
Called Trust in I Am, which Sean Slaughter said this was his favorite song on the album. We're gonna go ahead and jump into this right here on Yada Da King Radio. Let's get it in.
I fall on Mars, my hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying. Cause these babies never stop dying. Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I Am. Yeah, this dream just won't leave me. Where I got a name that's bigger than Stevie. Wonder where the tour bus gon' leave me. Make a big fuss when I flash on your TV. I got fans screaming my name, they chanting. Do you think Sean as I hop out the Phantom? Walk through paparazzi like someone playing my anthem. Slow motion on them, throw poses on them. Dusting off my shoulders like I throw lotion on them. Grammy after party, glasses up, touch form. I woke up all sweaty. This life is so seductive, but it feels so petty. Cause these children ain't got a bed to sleep on. And mama bought a pillow just so she can reborn. 8 years old and already getting a freak on. All without a voice, so mama speak on, preach on. I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars, I will not show that I'm God. If I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart, I pledge that I never stop trying. Cause these babies never stop dying. Cause these streets never stop lying. Full words, trust in I Am. Listen, I heard a story about a girl who was six. Caught in the school bathroom turning tricks. Told a social worker that she's really fond of chicks. She said she got a husband and he deals drugs. Who was a 7-year-old boy turned thug. He told his teacher that he gon' pop up with a slug. You ask him what he wanna be when he grow up. He says a trap star gang signs thrown up. Don't think that it's not really happening. At the crack of dawn, you hear gunshots crackling. Babies ain't napping. Only 19, got a basketball team, and the baby dad's absent. That make me so mad, I could throw a television. Every time you buy my CD, I sell a vision. I wanna feed
feed the kids in Soweto, but I first gotta start with the youngins in the ghetto.
Let's go. I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars. I will not short on God. If I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying.
Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
God's plan is not for everyone to be rich. He had a plan for you when you was just a fetus. But Sean, I've lived a life so egregious. That's why he wanna hook you up with the remix. Every pain can be turned into a victory. He shapes your future and forgives you for your history. He's the rock on which I stand. Put your trust in the great I am. The great I am.
I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars. I will not short on God. I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying.
Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Awesome.
Like, totally cool.
I was insignificant, but God gave my life significance. Christ in my life made the difference. Life without purpose, I was killing it. But now I know it's purpose and I'm diligent. Feeling it.
Like, totally cool.
Life fulfiller is I'm fulfilling His work, His plans, God's will, not man's. He's so glorious. Now I'm living as a visual manuscript, letting man understand how good He is.
Jesus,
I can start with the Trinity, end with His divinity. When I'm done with this song, don't remember me. Let's go on with His sovereignty. For eons, He's the MVP, and I had no problem screaming holy for eternity.
Jesus,
we can do a search upon His identity. We can even speak about His majesty. Look into the mind that designed the galaxies.
He's cool,
like totally. Talk about the Christ that died and rose just to set me free from my iniquity. Without Christ, I get life. That's the definition of an extreme tragedy.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Awesome.
Like totally cool.
It's totally cool how Christ made the move, being ridiculed and took the cross for me and you. Being God in the flesh and many barely believed, dude. But he kept the school even when he knew the evil that the people in the world would do.
Like totally cool.
It's just so amazing. The price that Christ paid is totally worth praising. But some don't understand the statement. Our sins are taken from a high payment. The cross was the cause for the loss from all nations.
Jesus, you rock.
We now saved by His grace, so therefore Matthew 7:24, anyone that hears the Lord builds the foundation on the rock, our Lord. And it's wise, cause when the middle of the eye the storm starts to form, just watch from the inside. Totally secure, knowing that you're safe from harm. He's totally awesome, totally God over all men, totally flawless, totally calling. We always falling, but He stays and remains constant. Loves us even in our nonsense, even in the middle of our problems. He is God, He's the rock, whether He like it or not.
Like totally cool. Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
Lord, you're awesome.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, you're awesome.
Like totally cool.
cheer off some.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, cheer off some.
Like totally cool.
Lord, cheer off some.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, cheer off some.
Like totally cool.
Lord, cheer off some.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, cheer off some.
Like totally cool.
Lord, cheer off some.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, cheer off some.
Like totally cool.
Lord, cheer off some.
Jesus, you rock.
Yeah, dude, cheer off some.
Like totally
cool. News flash. What's good? Yada.com King Radio got something just for you. If you're looking for some great promotion for a low price, well, check it out. We got $50 for 4 months going on right now.
Yo, wait. You mean like I get 1, 2, 16 episodes on the Yada.com King with my promo?
Yeah, that's right, man. You get that here.
Just $50 for 4 months, man. 16 episodes.
Now, back to the program.
It's Frog and Toad with their sophomore album titled The Illustration. Available now online at www.holyrock-records.net.
Christ works features like so K-Drama. Use them as a crutch to blood please refill.
Merciful, gracious, personal patience.
Really
the
real.
Way he turning and shaping the hearts of men to him is my personal
and many
favorite.
More online at www.holyrock-records.net. Coming to iTunes soon.
It's The Illustration.
Totally cool.
Yada.com King Radio. And that is the song from Servant.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Foe Filla.
That's right.
Called Like Totally Cool. And
totally cool.
There's a lot of good stuff about that song about to come out, man. I'm really excited about
that. Is that the one?
That's going to be one of the ones.
One of the ones. Okay.
Yeah. So praise God. Actually, for those that don't know, my rap name is Servant. I don't be banging my stuff on the radio show on the regular, but sometimes I just be like, man, let me throw one of these songs on there.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. Yeah. Man, we had an interview with Sean Slaughter, man. It was a good time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Chopping it up.
He had to actually get off the line.
He had to take care of his kids.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wake up in the morning early. Mm. So we understand that. Mm. We can dig that.
Mm.
Dig.
Mm. Yes.
So Frog is over there still wilding out. Look, man, Frog, I want to ask you, how can we be set apart?
This is one thing that I was going to say, one of the stories when we were on the live stream on the break. When I was a union painter,
yes,
I had, every time you go to the job site, you know, everybody gathers together and they sit down, they talk, or they eat lunch together. they eat lunch during break time.
Yeah,
you know, we find a little spot in the building and we eat lunch.
But hold hands.
What I did was every day that I came, I had brought my Bible.
Yeah,
and then I would sit there and read my Bible. And like every day, this one lady used to say something like, she had asked me, she knew that I was from Job Corps, like I had came from Job Corps, and she was asking me some questions. She was like, because I told her about my family and my history. She was, because she was asking a lot of questions because I had my Bible out, and originally she knew that I was from Job Corps. And so one of the things she was saying was, she asked about my family and my grandfather. And I told her, I said, well, my grandfather is actually a lawyer for the city of Seattle.
Yeah.
And he actually is just retired. And my grandmother just retired from being a professor, an English professor at Seattle Pacific University. And she looked at me with like a blank stare. She was like, I would have never known. I thought you came from Job Corps. And I was like, well, not everybody that goes to Job Corps is bad.
Yeah.
You know, and so and every day, man, that I came there, they would always be cussing. Like one of the foremen would always say like nasty jokes, bro. Like this guy was a pervert.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I had to sit there and just be, I had to be who I was in Christ, and not just because I was around them and I knew I had to work under them, I couldn't let myself conform to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was my boss and I was around him all day. You know, doing on the jobs and stuff. So one of the things that helped me be set apart and be different was, and it helped me a lot, was during lunchtime or any break, I pop out my Bible.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they didn't mess with me. They just let me alone because they, you know, when you're sitting there reading the Bible, they don't really want to talk to you anyway. And so, you know, that's one of the things that kept me and set me apart, man. And so if you're around, What was I saying?
Being set apart.
Being set apart. Well, I don't have nothing else to say.
So, I mean, what was your punchline? So if you're around
there others, is no punchline.
Basically, what you're trying to say is...
I was just saying the story of how I was set apart.
If you're around others, try to make people see that you're a Christian.
Right. Be a city light.
That's right. So check it out. I mean, like, I would say, since Frog asked me again...
What do you mean, ask you?
You didn't ask me. That's what I'm trying to say. Are we set apart? How do I know when I'm set apart? Really, man, it really starts with your lifestyle. I always say this. But people know that you're different when you're not the one that fits in. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You could love, you could chop it up, you could kick it. But when cats start doing things that are ungodly, I'm sorry, I gotta go, man. You know what I'm saying? You separate, as Frog said, even in that conversation, when they start having wayward conversations or conversations that are no longer what God wants us to talk about, I can't talk about that kind of stuff. Matter of fact, I'm either going to walk out the room or I got to go somewhere else or let me get on my phone or something so that people look and say, hey, how come you're not interested in that? And when they ask me, it's because I live for Jesus Christ. Your lifestyle, as I keep telling a couple of people, is your greatest ministry. People will see that you stand out when they see that, oh, okay, man, this guy, okay, he's not fazed by drinking and smoking. How is that? You know, they're not going to, the first time you say no, they're like, oh, okay, he just probably don't want to drink or smoke right now. But when you consistently say, hey, that's not who I am, or man, they're like, man, why is this guy so difficult?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you trying to be different? What makes you better than us? When people start talking like that, that shows that you stand out.
Mm-hmm.
And keys for standing out, I would say, is continuing to read the Word of God. Renewing your mind. The reason why we have to renew our mind is because this world that we live in, their mindsets are all the same, right? It says it in the Bible. In Romans chapter 12, we have to renew our mind because we were once or could still hop into, if we don't renew our mind, the things of the world. We could still be into sex,
so
drugs, gangbanging, all this kind of, and I'm saying those are some of the extremes, but cheating, lying, stealing, you know what I'm saying?
You're basically, okay, I was just going to say this. You're basically saying that we got to be set apart from the inside out. That's where it's got to start.
Yeah, you just naming a lot of albums right now, but yeah.
Oh, man.
Definitely.
It wasn't intentional, but...
The only way that you'll be set apart is from the inside out.
Yeah.
There's people that come and say, hey, I'm a Christian. And what happens? Oh, they go through life like everybody else, and the next week they're with the other people. Because they didn't have an inside connection. You know what I'm saying? I'll talk about this. I preached on worship one time at a Victorious Life Christian Center, which is my former church, my former pastor. What up, Pastor Nate Mullen and Gail Mullen? They allowed me to preach, and I preached on worship. And what worship is an outward expression of an inward lifestyle. It's something that you express outwardly about what has happened inside of you. Just like kind of like a baptism. You know what I'm saying? When you get baptized, that doesn't save you. It's an outward expression of what has happened inside, right?
Mm-hmm.
I gave my life to Christ, so I got baptized. Now, once you're in Christ, you worship God, not because it's a song that goes on, but because of the inward connection that you have with God. When you don't have a connection with God, you can go through the motions like everybody else. But when hard times come, you're going to be like the sand, the guy that built his house on sand, man.
That's right, man.
And you're gonna shake.
Man, that is right.
So what it all comes down to is your foundation.
That is right.
Okay, so it all comes down to your foundation.
Oh,
making
man.
Sure your foundation is right, because if your foundation isn't right, then you got some stuff that you gotta work on, man. Definitely, you got a lot of stuff that you gotta work on. So that's how you be set apart. Your connection with God is going to separate you from the world. And how can we do that? Like I said, read, pray, spend time with men and women of God, true men and women of God. find them and say, hey, I just want to build with you. Can we chop it up? Hey, what do you think about? You know what I'm saying? That is really what, you know what I'm saying, we have to do so that we can stay in contact with God and stay standing out. You dig?
You
and
dig
that
it?
Is really what it is, man. Frog, you got anything you want to talk about, man? You good back there?
I'm good, man. Just chilling.
So check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go to some music. But before we go to this music, we want you to help us share what you hear on Yada Da King Radio.
That's right, man. We need your help.
How can they help us out on that, Frog?
Share it on Facebook. Go to Facebook. First, you got to go to Facebook.com/YadaDaKing.
Yep.
And then like the page. And then you can share the channel with all your friends, suggest it. And then and by that way, by doing that, it also helps you to keep up to date with what we're doing.
That's right.
You know, the latest episodes that we got coming up, the latest interviews. We're working on some real big interviews coming up. So you want to do that.
You definitely
also, you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/YadaDaKing. Basically everything, if you look up everything, it's Yada.King.
Yep, and you can actually catch us on yada.king.blogspot.com to download the shows by clicking on the titles, or you can go to iTunes and search Yada Da King Radio. You know what I'm saying?
And, that's right.
And not only if you go to iTunes, you can search and get the podcast, you can actually get what? We just had something new, bro.
The iPhone app.
That's right. The brand new, brand spanking new iPhone app where you can actually stream our shows. You can listen to us while you can watch us while we talk on a live stream through your podcast app, actually, the Yada Da King app. And it's exclusively for Apple people right now. We're working on trying to get some stuff for
the Android, BlackBerry,
and BlackBerry. I just realized that those are two different phones.
Yeah,
two different systems too.
Two operating systems. Yep. BlackBerry runs very different. I don't like it personally.
So check it out, man. This is what we do like. We like this new cut that we got from the homie Jen called Angels, man.
Mm-hmm.
And man,
definitely respect it.
Every time we hear this song, we're like, yo, let's bang this again, the homie.
Beginning and the end.
Called Angels.
What's the difference between the two? I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out. I know one thing, I'm just getting started. You know all that stuff that happened in the past? I ain't even thinking about that. About right now, and it's about moving forward. Check, check, yo. Dear God, I wonder, can you save me? The more it makes sense, the more they claim that I'm crazy. I had to be for them to see me this calm. All reality, no TV sitcom. My pure will got me stolen for grace. Eyes closed, salty tears, all I could taste. All on my knees, fall on my face. They say put God first and everything else will fall into place. So I've heard, wise words got me thinking. Gotta give it time to let it sink in. I sound confused, I know. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? For the longest I was riding high cruise control. In my own mind, making up the rules as I go. I swear it's not just my imagination. I heard a voice guiding me, navigation. Is it the road I chose, or should I check the steering? Took a couple wrong turns, selective hearing. Is it fact or just my premonition? I see what's going on now, high definition. Nothing but lies I was living at. Wasted like LASIK. It took me time to get my vision back. Learn to recognize the fakes and the true snakes. So-called friends, you know the two-faced. All in my grill like a toothache. Still you never find me under pressure like the last drop of toothpaste. My mission has never been more clear. The truth has never been more near. But I know I can't do it on my own. So I pray you give me strength when I lift the microphone. All I hear is, Jen, what happened to the old you? See, I could explain, but I would rather show you. Word, check it out, y'all.
cause actions speak louder than words. So it don't matter how I mix the nouns with the verbs. New fans are glad God anointed my style. Old fans wanna know what will I rap about now. Switch it up, yo, I gots to do it. The word is, Jen's putting out gospel music. See, I prefer to call it change your life music. All in hopes that one day you might use it. Whatever they choose to label it, so be it. I proceed it, all I know is I so need it. I'm certain that I can't rap forever. Before the curtain call, I gotta get my act together. No surprise, the wool over my eyes has been lifted. My entire perspective has been shifted. I can't call it, you can call it how you feel. Call it change, call it growth, as long as you call it real. I am no quitter. My journey's just begun, you are all welcome to follow. No Twitter, I know plenty folks that wanna touch the gates of heaven. Never been to church cause they can't relate to reverence. Ain't no sense in me preaching to the choir. Even with scorched arms, I'll be reaching through the fire. I stand firm, the enemy don't faze me. No need to wonder, only God can save me.
Let me tell you something right now. There's only one way. Ready to get it in? Let's go!
Yeah, bring the alarm. Satan's the one that's bringing us harm. You gotta get it in when you singing this song. So God can intercede, now bring it on. Ha! Now that's so amazing. Prayer and fasting, that's like saving. Your past is done, and know you can't change it. But God know your future, and that's so brave. But we don't get into that witchcraft. Get right or get left, boy, tell me which path. Log in, follow God like Twitter. And he ain't gotta press in for you to get the picture. You already know what being in sin gotcha. You ain't gotta right click to just see your options. Alpha and Omega, there's none after him. So you gotta get it in like the letter after M. Yeah.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way. Consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way. Fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only.
I left the sin a long, long time ago. Now I glorify and I lift him high, testify, cause he's all powerful. Now I gotta get it, but just from a speedy, speedy, but the lifestyle that I'm living, even living for the Lord.
Pray up, frustrating on the floor. Know that he is giving you everything that you need and more. Yeah, this is a lifestyle, and I'm a son of God. See, you should know that I am God's child.
Hey, so I praise and I clap, cause he saved me above 40 stripes on his back. Hey, hey. So amazed at the fact that I gave him my all and he gave it right back.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, gon' provide now. So ain't no need for you never to keep the tab now. Cause if you do, then you the one that's gon' be tied down. So let his presence come and fill us all around now.
Consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way. Consecrate, fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way. Fast, pray, worship Yahweh.
Gotta get it in
all day,
no time to wait. Get it in like hard work. Didn't care back then, man, I used to be a jerk. Yeah, jerk, now I pray real loud till my throat gets hoarse. Yeah, fast pray, consecrate, be on time for your God. I can never be late. My praise says so, it'll never take breaks. Now get it in, only saints like David. I get it in.
Consecrate, fast pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way. Consecrate, fast pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way. Fast, pray, worship Yahweh. Every day, all day, only one way.
Hey, I get it in. Hey, we actually just they actually just put out a video for that song as well. They posted it on our page at facebook.com/yada.king. So if you scroll down for a while, you will find what their video is all about.
Why do they have to scroll down for a while?
Because we trying to make sure.
Who?
try to make sure you guys can find out about some episodes. Maybe you might have missed a few episodes or something. You was like, hey, you know what I'm saying, what's popping? You know, you might have missed a few, but we just put it up there so people can, hey, oh, I missed the K9 interview, or I missed the pro interview. You could definitely go check that out on the podcast. You know,
that's right.
You can also check it out on the Yada King app. That's really what we doing, man. I'm just trying to make sure you guys know what's good.
Man,
also, I put it on the people's pages.
I think it was a bad idea to have all those Mike and Ikes today.
Okay, Frog's getting a little sugar. Bubbly. He's getting a little bubbly doubly.
A head rush.
Yeah, I mean, Frog was kind of, he was up and down today, like popcorn popping. Like, he was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, man, we had this great interview with Sean Slaughter. We appreciate him taking time with us. He actually just got done doing his radio show, which is a two-hour show as well.
Oh, yeah, man.
So, you know, he went in.
Yeah, man.
And,
man.
Got it in with us, man.
That's right, man.
That's a good look, man.
That's right.
We was actually chilling, right, Frog? We was chilling.
I mean, of course.
We was chilling and we was like, oh, Sean Slaughter might be on his own show right now.
Yeah.
And Frog's like, man, I hope he calls me, man.
Nah, because this is the deal. We're like, we're sitting there waiting, and usually people call us like 10 minutes before the show starts.
Come on, don't put them on blast like
and,
that.
And, you know, we're sitting there waiting, and we're like, Don Christian was like, do you have his number? And I'm like, no, I don't. Usually I have the artist's number. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I hope this guy calls.
Yeah.
And then somebody hit us up. Mad Hatter actually in the chat room or chatted me through Facebook. He said, well, you know he's got a show tonight too, right? And I was like, oh, man. So, I with the time zones being a little bit different, it's kind of hard to, you know
to what
figure
is what.
Out, yeah, figure out when they're done or whatnot. So, we actually, it was funny, we called the hotline right before he called us, right before they, or right when they ended it. And we were like, bro, where you at, man? So, but yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we was in here. We was like, you know, we had to be ready to just go with the flow, right, Frog?
Yes, sir.
And we was going to talk about the topic, which Frog continued to forget. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, come on, Frog, man. Tell me what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, man, anything interesting happening in your life this week, Frog? Or since Saturday, Sunday?
Anything happening?
Yeah, anything interesting happening in your life since Saturday?
Since Saturday?
Yeah.
Why Saturday?
Or Sunday. The last show, yeah.
I'm alive.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that could
my
be.
My son's first football game is this Saturday that's coming up. So,
okay, so
it's going to be very.
He did have a football practice on Tuesday. How is your son doing out there?
There's a kid that's taller than him on his team, and they actually put him at quarterback. But they got my son running back right now. So they were talking about that they switch him out in different positions.
Yeah.
So that all of them could get a feel, because you know my son's only 6, and they're doing flag football. As they did like their first kind of scrimmage, I have video of it and it's hilarious. Like none of the kids really know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So it's funny, and my son had got a handoff, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's going, he breaks. He doesn't get his flag taken. He goes and he's going down. Tell me why. This guy is about to make a touchdown, but he throws it to the guy in front of him, overhand. He laterals. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, why is he going to do that?
He thought he was quarterback still.
I'm just saying, you know, so it's going to be a very interesting game.
So did you explain to him that you don't throw the ball?
I told him that. But okay. It's going to be a really interesting game. This Saturday, because it's going to be their kids' first game. Because, you know, with this league that we're in, they're really all about letting the kids have fun.
Don't tell me that they reset the scores if they're bad.
What do you mean?
Man, look, I went to a Christian school, right? In middle school,
middle school.
Right, look, they were resetting the scores at halftime so the kids will feel like they were all doing a good job, dog. My little brother Chris was playing on the basketball team.
I don't even know if they keep score.
Yeah, I'm not just feeling with this that league. Stuff.
The reason why I put him in this league is so he can get some kind of ground fundamentals.
No. I understand. It's good for the kid to play.
Yeah.
But they got to understand winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. All right? You don't go out there to just, you know, definitely have a good time. But you should try to win. Even Paul talks about that.
The thing I like about this league is that they not only is it a Christian league, but at the end of every practice, they sit down with the kids and they teach them about godly leadership and godly values.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also teach them about the game. So they also give out these Bible memory verses for the kids too. So
this is all I'm saying, dog. Today.
Hey, you know me. I want my son to be a winner.
I understand.
You know, and I've been training him since he was three.
Yeah.
So
listen, all I'm saying is this. When you have the opportunity, we got a lot of people that quit in life today, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of life quitters because things get hard or the score is bad. You can learn a lot when you get beat. You can learn a lot. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always encourage Frog. If I'm if I'm beating him,
hold on. Are you about to speak some blasphemy right now?
No. If I'm beating you bad in Madden, I say it's better for you not to quit. It's better to finish the game. So you learn
something.
I don't
quit. Do I ever quit?
I didn't say that you did, but I'm just saying.
But you don't say that.
You be feeling like quitting sometimes.
No. Yes, I never quit. Even that one time. No. Hold up. Hold up.
He admitted it out of his own mouth.
That I never quit.
But you said even that one time.
No, I'm saying there's this one time I wasn't playing you. I was playing somebody else. And they beat me by 90 points.
Yeah.
So I never quit.
That's a good thing.
I kept going.
He learned, though, from that game.
But
he learned not to get beat by 90 again.
Let it be known. It was not from you.
No, that's all good. I'm not saying that you learned it from me. I'm just saying when you go through hard times in life, really, that creates you into the man who you're going to be or the woman that you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, people want to give you the easy button. So they say, oh, don't keep points and score in sports. Like, sports should train you for life. You know what I'm saying? It's not life, but it should be able to train you for that. You want a hard worker, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you get in there and you know, definitely talk. If you go through hard times in life, you don't want to stop. That's all I'm trying to say. You want to learn that from sports, man. So, look, when my kids start playing sports, dog, all I'm going to tell them is you go in there and play. You give your all. That's what I'm trying to say, right, Frog?
Amen.
You stand out when you give your all.
Oh, yeah, that's why I traded my PlayStation for my iPhone.
Because he got whooped by me.
That's a lie.
Yes. No.
Whoa.
Can I keep it real?
Hold on. Hey, just for those of you that are listening to the podcast, I was in the live stream chat room, and somebody was asking us about if we're going to play him on the PS3. And for a minute, I forgot why I traded my PS3. And it's not because Don Christian was beating me online. It was because I had dropped my other phone in the toilet, not the toilet, but the fish tank. And I needed another phone. And if I was going to get another phone, I was like, it's either the G1 or the iPhone. And I picked the iPhone. So I traded my PlayStation for an iPhone. It didn't have nothing to do with beating me. No.
It had nothing to do with him getting blown out on a live stream and not talking to me for a couple of days.
You're blowing it way out of proportion, bro.
On the Madden, not the live stream. On the internet, basically, we played.
Yeah, right.
And Frog was mad at me, dog, because I blew him. He was trying to swear up and down I was cheating. So, we learned to stand out by not quitting when getting beat in Madden. We learned to stand out by really, man, getting into that word, man, and having a real relationship with God. Frog, you got any last things you want to say, man?
Yeah, I do, actually. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right, that's what's up, man. So, I'm your boy, Don Christian, y'all.
And this is your boy, Frog.
And this is Yada Da King Radio. Keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. Jesus loves you. Stay where you at. Tune in next week for the show. Actually, this Saturday.
Soundcheck.
Who do we got this Saturday?
This... Yeah, we actually gonna change the show. We have to do something a little bit different because of the Puyallup Fair.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have the show actually on Saturday afternoon at what time?
I think it was at 1:30.
1:30 our time.
Yep, with Marv.
4:30
for more beats.
Yep, we're gonna have a producer on the show.
First producer. I can't say that because Sean Slaughter was a producer as well. But that's, Bro was a producer as well.
I mean, that's something that's not their main category though. Everybody has a couple of categories.
You got beats.
Nowadays.
You got beats from Pro.
I do. I'm a producer. I used to be a producer too. You're a producer. But I'm just saying, it's like producing is his main thing. So he's our first producer on the show.
That's what's up.
You know.
So you don't want to miss it.
Yep. And we had to change the interview. It says, I know if you're looking on the channel, it says the next interview is Sunday at 5:30. But it actually is not at that time. It's a little bit.
It's Saturday. At 1:30, dog. You just said that. So let's get out of here on Yada Not King Radio.
Life. Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da King. Shabaka. I yada da King. I yada da King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da King. Shabaka. King. We yada da King. We yada da King.